The Roseman Gifford Zoo in Syracuse is beginning its second century. We get more from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
When the zoo opened its doors 100 years ago, visitors were treated to some birds and a bear. Director Ted Fox says it's important to take stock after all this time of how things have changed.
100 years really means a lot to us because it demonstrates the support of this community from what it was with 4 acres and a few animals to 700 animals and 43 acres now.
And if you haven't been to the zoo in a while, there have been some changes in recent years. For example, the pond in the courtyard is now much more open and accessible. And Fox says there have been 5 major green infrastructure projects since 2009.
A wetland that recirculates all the water and collects all the storm water within. Porous pavement out in our parking lots with bio swales and the rain gardens out at the very entrance of the zoo, which looks a lot more like it did back in the early 1900s with the sunken gardens and the urn that's got plants in it now. And it's just beautiful out there.
And the zoo has beefed up some animal exhibits, including a new park for primates to frolic in and a new Asian elephant preserve. A new master plan outlines some options for the future. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
County officials recently rededicated the zoo, and in recognition of the milestone, today's admission to the zoo will only cost $1.